This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Reb Lezer ben Rav and Tzion Gavril Hamburger. That's all.
Of a tree that's not yet 3 years old. Any tree that's not yet 3 years old since it's planted or since it's transplanted, it pears are also behind us, called ola. Not only you can't eat the pears, you can't do anything with it. It's also behind us. The Rahmanama Belim Lo Yorichal. Now Yorichal, according to Abahu, Rabbi Abahu, should mean Isa Hanoi. The Tanya will learn Abelim Lo Yorichal. Ainly, the Baraisa says, I only know El Isa Achila. May nay and how do I know Shalom Yahanim? He shouldn't have Hanoi upon him. Or Shalom Yizbaba, he shouldn't dye something with a skin from which you make a dye, the skin of the peel of the fruits. Lo Yadlik Bayas Haner, how do I know he shouldn't kindle a lamp with it? Oil of olives of Allah? Pamalema Va'aralteim Oloso, and said Avelim Lo Yechol. She says three times, Aralteim, and Olosoi, and Avelim Lo Yechol. So the Rabbi is cool to add all these things, Hanoya, and dying, and making a fire. Now time, what's the reason that these are also to do, it's also Bahanoya? Because of Ahman Aralteim Oloso Avelim. Torah wrote three extra words that teaches that it's also to have these forms of Hanoya. If it wouldn't have been the case, the Torah wouldn't have written these extra words, I would have said, Isra Achila Mashma, that Arela no Yerichal means only he shouldn't eat. Isra no Elo Mashma. Zakasha and Rabbi Abahu said, any language of Lo Yerichal means Isra Achila and Hanoya. So why do I need Araltem Alos Arela to add Isra Hanoya? Said that. So, a few experts already who know how to read the Torah told me it's written Ye Ochel there. There's a Kasha on Chizkiya too. Arelim lo Ye Ochel, it says. There's a Kasha on both of them. All right? Say it. Finish up. The Gemara. Loila, in reality, lo Ye Ochel Mashma Bein Yisrael Bein Yisrael Noe. So why do they have to have extra words, Aaltem and also Arelim, to add Isa Hanoi? The Shana also is different there. Because by all it says Lochem. Lochem would mean it's for you to use. Lochem is like a hint. It's for you to use. They have to have a psukim to say, no, you can't use it. Again, even though it says it cannot be eaten, but since it says Lochem, so I might think Alachem hints that you could use it. So therefore he comes to tell us with these three words, Alachem Osalelim, you cannot use it, despite the Alachem. So the question is, so let the Torah omit the Alachem, and you wouldn't need Alachem Osalelim to say it's Osav Hanoi. If Lo Yochel itself means Yisra Hanoi, so why should the Torah have to write Alachem, and then write these three words to show it's not Alachem, you can't have Hanoi? Up to you. So what's wrong? Go back. And we need Araltem Alasa Arailim to tell us it's also Banoe. Because Saalka died, I mean, it would enter their mind to say, Hoyil, because of Lochem. Since it's right, Lochem, it would mean Shalochem Yahya, it should be yours to use to have Anoe. Kamash Malon, Araltem Alasa Arailim, that's also Banoe. Now these psukim are written, to say this also banoe, lochem lomali. Let him skip the lochem, and I would know it's also banoe because it's lo yochel. Why do you have to write lochem to mislead us, to think it's muta banoe? Then you have to add, aaltem alos arelim, no, it's also banoe. Skip both of them. Don't write Lochem and don't write Aralteim Alos Arelim. And now I know it's also Banoi because it says Lo Yochel. And three more, we need Lochem for a purpose. You can't omit the Lochem. The Kedetanya. It means not only if you plant a fruit tree for yourselves, it's chayav in olo, it's also to have it hanoi from the parents. But even if it's planted for the public benefit, was it a benefactor? And he plants a tree so that people should be able to pick the fruit and eat it. So maybe there the Torah didn't put the isha of all on it. So Lachem comes to say, no, even the Tula Rabbi is chayav olo. Oh, since you need Lachem, so I might go ahead and say Lachem means you can have anoya from it too. I mean, since you need Lachem to tell it, the olo applies even from the Tula Rabbi in all cases. Even if you plant it for public benefit, it's also usher. But the word Lachem might mislead you in thinking that it's muta b'hanoya. That's what you need. Al Timur Osarud, this is usher b'hanoya. Say that. Read the holes in that verse. That's the opposite. Lachem comes to say it was planted for the public benefit. There's no din of all on it. So according to Yehuda, also we need Lachem. So I might think Lachem would mean that Ola is always muta to have Hanoi because it says Lachem. If he had there, I'll tell all the Sarev, it says also Hanoi. Again, Lachem according to Yehuda is necessary to say Natu al Arabim is muta to eat the peiros too. No din Ola. But I would think that Lachem goes on every kind of Ola, he was also Bahanoe. He was also to eat, but maybe it's Ud Muta Bahanoe because it says Lachem. Again, I would say Lachem, even though it comes to say Natur Larabim, the Isha of Ola doesn't apply, so I would say still, since Lachem is written in general, so maybe it means there's no Isha Hanoe by any Ola. That's why I need Al Timur Osarelim to say it. All that is also Bahanoim. Now, Frag the Gemara my time at the Tanya Kama. Why does the Tanya Kama say Lachem comes to add no to Al Arabim as a din of all or two? The Chesiv is written, on the Tatim you shall plant, when you plant. So the din of all will apply when you plant. Now who plants? Always individuals plant. So therefore, people ordinarily plant for themselves. People don't plant ordinarily for the public benefit. So therefore, I would say the Torah is only talking about when people plant for themselves. L'yochid mashma. It means that a person plants for a yochid. But l'rabim lo mashma. It wouldn't mean he plants for the public. And if he plants for the public, I would say as muta. Kosu rachmoni lochem, to add lahovi, to add is anatur rabim, is also be'olah. And Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Unetatim is plural. Unetatim mashmir bein rabim bein yochid. Even if the public planted it, or you planted it for the public benefit, in all cases, it would be also be'anoi the olah. And therefore, the Torah writes lochem to tell us bein yochid bein rabim. Mashmeh. Now Lachem again means whether for one person or for the public. So since we have two psukim that are saying the same thing, so it seems that any kind of ola, whether yochid or rabim, is also ba'anoye, so why do I need two psukim for the same thing? Ribui acha ribui. And the principle is if a ribui follows a ribui, and ribui acha ribui ela lemoed. It comes for the opposite purpose to exclude it. Here it comes to say it's not so. It means as follows. If it had written only one netatem, I would say that's plural or singular. Anybody who plants a tree of fruit, whether for himself or for the rabbin, is a din of ola. Then it says lochem again, which would mean even for an individual or for the rabbin. In all cases, ola applies. But since the Torah is puts a ribui after a ribui, so the principle is ein ribui a ribui elo lemoed. It comes to exclude the rabim, and therefore shel rabim is muta b'hanoi. Said in the previous Hamas Beis, minayin shelo yitzba tesis, minayin shelo yitzba. How do I know that it's also to have hanoi, and how do I know that he cannot use it for dye, and how do I know he cannot make a fire? But Taisa Since we already learned the Osir Bahanoi from Lo Ye Ofel, Amai Istrich Lesha Tzvir Adlokit, why do you have to forbid dying or burning? That's also part of the Anoia. Again, the Imorah said, we have three psuki, one pasuk come to tell, despite the lochem that's written there, it's Osir Bahanoi, finished. Osir Bahanoi. That's about Altam. But you have three words there. So one word comes Isa Noe, Altam, or Lose comes to add Isa, Tzvi of dying, and Arelim comes to add Isa of burning it. Why do I need these three? One is enough to say Isa Anoe. But Anoe includes everything to the Kasha. If it enters our minds to think that Tzvi Elochosh Anoe, that dying is not called Hanoe. It's only a color. And the color has no substance. If something is in itself, has an existence, so you could say that the object is osbana. Once you put the dye on the material, you can't take the dye off, you can't pick it off. So therefore the dye is like it's destroyed already. And I would say it's not called only having anoya from the textile. And the fact that the textile is colored, I would say it's just a destruction of the material. You destroyed the juice of the pears from which you made the dye. Again, if you want to sell the pears, you're selling the oil itself. It's also about oil. But if you took a dye from the oil and you put it on top of a textile, now it doesn't exist anymore. It's like it left the world. It's out of existence. So I would think it's not osur to have anoy. You thought, no, even that garment is osur to have anoy. Once you dyed it, it's not lost. It's osur b'hanoy. You can't wear that garment. Kidroma be'agezel. Ahach milsik, the more says on this same subject. That it's, I might have thought that the dye is considered as it's no longer bo'ilam. That's why you need a pasuk to say, no, the dye is also hanoi and it's osa. And even the garment is osa if you dye it with olam. Chayn hadlok, also burning. So, I would think, the Shah is mutter to burn it. Why? Kiven de havi dero biyuret. That's a way to destroy. You have to destroy the olam. You burn it up. So I would think, while you're burning it, what's wrong if you have anoya from the fire? He tells no, it's also us. Say that aside. Before we start the rest of the tesis, as a machlekes in the Gemara, if you bake bread with wood that's also b'hanoya, do you say the benefit of the wood entered into the bread, the baked bread, is the same as if the benefit of the wood was there, and therefore, yesh shvach eitzin bepas, the benefit of the wood entered into the bread, and just like the wood is also banoi, so the bread is also banoi. That's one way of looking at it. Or there's another opinion, ein shvach eitzin bepas. The other opinion holds that when you burn the wood, before the wood could accomplish the purpose of baking, it has to become burned into glowing coals, or the wood has to be destroyed, because fire is only the process, the phenomena of wood passing out of existence of wood and becoming something else, becoming energy. So therefore, the wood is destroyed in order to make a fire. So therefore, although it may be also lachatchila, but if you baked bread with wood and osur b'hanoi, he holds ein shvach eitzim b'pas. There's no benefit of the wood and the bread, but the wood is destroyed before it makes the bread bake. The two shittas. Talk about the two shittas. Now, Tesis understands the Gemara that he shouldn't burn with his wood. Not only is osur to do, but if he burns something with the wood, he bake with the wood, it's osur. That's how Tesis takes it to mean. Not only is osur to use the wood, but if you use the wood to bake, the bread is osur. That's what That's how Tesis understands this Gemara. The benefit of the wood does not enter into the bread that he baked. The shori eats in bad luck. He permits the wood when it's burned. Why? Because the wood is destroyed before it can produce the flame or the heat to bake. So therefore, there's no benefit of the wood in the bread. That's how he looks at it. So they get ho the osa krohoche. Why did the pasuk say it's osa here? Which seems if he did something with, if he baked with the ola, it's osa v'hanoe. So Tesis answers, hainu b'shemen. It's talking about oil. If you use oil for fuel, that's different. The havi ke'en davi ben. The oil is in existence. Kishadeli ben there. This is a subject that's not so simple to perceive. But Tesis holds that the wood, you see, the wood is destroyed, and therefore, ein shvach etzim epas. But the oil is still there while it's burning. You can also argue the same thing, that the oil has to be sublimated or destroyed before it turns into heat. But that's how Tesis understands it. The oil is in existence while it's burning, and therefore the Torah wouldn't permit oil that's osah b'hanoe. At least it looks to us that way. If it's osah, if he baked something with that oil, I will eat it with wood. Nashim geholim, they become coals. And the flame comes from the coals, and that's why it's, if you hold ein shvach etzim b'pas, the pas is muta. But when our Gemara says he shouldn't use it for fuel, it's talking about oil. Oil, while it's burning, the oil doesn't pass through an intermediate stage into turning to coals. It looks like the oil itself is burning, and therefore it's also b'hama. Say that. It could be that Tesis could have avoided the whole business by saying, even though it's a discussion, when you baked bread with forbidden wood, whether the shvach eitzim goes into the pas or not, but it's also to do it, because you're making a hanoi out of that wood. That machlekes, we can say it not whether it's mutter to do or not. If you did it, it's a question, does the bread become osa or not? But the chalchila to burn, tavi osa b'hanoi, it's osa maybe going to everybody, because you're having hanoi from it. However, Tesis takes it that our Gemara is talking about the hanoi that results from the burning the ola. That's why Tesis has to make this kibbutz. Right on. Came up like Tesis, on my Easter, why do I need a posse? I'll be Tum Etzmeo. The heart here, it's mutter to burn Tum Etzmeo. Either you're burning it for fuel in your oil lamp, you're burning it in Shemen, Tomen, Tumen. The Darshinen, L'cho, Shelecho Tehei, La'asika Tachas Tavshilcho. You can use it, it's yours, to heat underneath your pottage. You can use it to cook the food in your pots. We need a pasuk for that. The Hocha is the Cholomesh. Here you need a pasuk to say it's Osa. Without a pasuk, we would have said it's Mucha Nagama here. Like Tesis explained, since you're destroying it, I would have thought it's Mucha. That's why you need a pasuk to say it's Osa in the case of Ola. So we see everywhere else where you don't have a pasuk, you say it's Mucha to use for fuel. So why do you mourn? You have to bring a pasuk over there by Shemesh Al-Tumme. A pasuk that says Mucha. Without any pasuk, I would know it's mutter because it's burning, I would say it's mutter. Like Tesis explained. Why do I need a pasuk by Ola? To say it's also to burn, because I would think that burning is a regular way of getting rid of it. And therefore it's not called any hanoi. So you need a pasuk by Ola, no. By Ola, the pasuk says also to burn it. So we see without a pasuk, I would say it's mutter to burn something that's also by hanoi. Only because the pasuk comes and says it's awesome. Otherwise, with this svara alone, I would say it's mutter to burn something that's awesome on them, because the burning is a way of getting rid of it. So by Tum Etzmeo, you have to burn it to get rid of it. So why do you need a pasuk to tell me it's mutter b'hanoi? Let's say that. Again. Tesis has said above that without any psukim, I would know that it's mutter to burn these things, even though they're also bahanoya, because you're getting rid of them. That's the way to get rid of them. That's why you have to have a pasuk here, by all, no, here, by all this also. So by tumo tumayo, why do I need a pasuk that says mutter bahanoya, mutter to burn it? If it's a svaras, mutter to burn it to get rid of it. So why do you need a pasuk? His answers. Yeshlema, Yisalka daitich, I would think, the nail if you should learn from Mayasakal. Mayasa Sheni, which is more lenient. So Mayasa Sheni is Mutta Lezore, and Tum is only Mutta Turkeya. I would say Mayasakal, the also be Havor, it's also to burn Mayasa Sheni. You see, lo be alti mimeno, you cannot use Mayasa Sheni oil to burn. So I would say then surely, Tumah Tmeya surely is also to burn. If you need a pasuk. But otherwise, I don't need any pasuk to say that it's mutter to burn these things. But burning is the way to get rid of it. Only by Tumah Tmeya I need a pasuk, but otherwise I would have learned that Kal v'Hevra Ma'aseh Sheni, just like there it's also to burn it, Tumah Tmeya also would be also. That's why I need a pasuk. Otherwise you don't need any pasuk to be permit to burn, say that. The kash is even stronger. Kash is even stronger because Tumah Tmeya is Mutter Bahanoya. Tumah Tmeya is Mutter Bahanoya. So surely she is Mutter to burn. So it's not only dependent on what Tesa said above. Tesa said above, even where it's also Bahanoya, it's Mutter to have Anoya from burning it, because that's where it's getting rid of it. But Tumah Tmeya surely is should be Mutter to have Anoya from burning it. And still, the Gemara needs a pasuk. So Tesa answers, I might have learned from Maisa Sheni that it's also the bread. This goes on the Machalekes of Rabbi Abohu and Chizkiah. Rabbi Abohu says, wherever the Torah uses the language, lo yisoichlu, lo yoichal, you shouldn't eat something, it means also isa hanoe. Unless the Torah reveals that is muta bahanoi. Otherwise, any lotion of lo sechlo means isa hanoi. And Chizkiah says no. Only when the Torah says lo ye ocheil, that means isa hanoi too. Otherwise, lo yochul or lo sechlo means only isa achil. I'll talk that over. So we're eight lines down, called Gimel Amad Aleph. Frag die Gemara da Harei Trune. Rachma ma lechol zo lo yoichal kedesh. And non kei and azah cannot eat kedesh, it means trune. So according to Rabbi Abahu, it should mean it's also the Avanoi from trune. But now but we learn me orvin le nozer beyayin. You can make an erev of trumen for a nozer with wine. All the nozers are said to drink wine, only Yisrael with Tumah. And for Yisrael, you can make an Erev with Tumah. Now, if it's also Bahanoia, Tumah, how can you make an Erev with something that's also Bahanoia? It's having Hanoia, making an Erev out of it. So we see that Tumah is Mutter Bahanoia. So it's a Kashon Rabbi Abohu says, any expression of Lo Seichel comes to say Isa Hanoia. Now, there's another question here that's independent of this question. How can you make an Erev, even if it's Mutter Bahanoe, but you're not Mutter to eat it? An Erev is like putting down a Suda. So when you put down a Suda, a distance from your town or your home, it's like that's your home. And then you can walk from there 2,000 amas further. Erev Tumah. So it has to be fit for the Suda. So the question arises outside of the Gemara's kasha. How is it muta to have hanoi by making it erev? But everybody agrees that Yisrael can't eat trumah, nozer can't drink wine, so how can he make an erev? That's a separate question. And Rashi answers, since it's possible for the nozer to be matan neda, even though he didn't do it right now, but it's possible. So it's considered that if this wine is permissible for him to drink. But you could drink if he was Matan Neda. And the Yisrael, although right now I can't eat the Tumah, but it's possible to be Matan Neda on Tumah. Tumah is a form of Hegdash. You say, this is Tumah. If you want, you can go to a Chacham with Matzah Neda, and it's Oikah the Neda Miyikol. It's no longer Tumas Tevel. Once it's Tevel, so it's fit to separate from it and eat any part you want. Before it was Tumas, now any part that you want, you can eat, or by separating from someplace else on this whole tour, you can eat the whole part here. So therefore, that's what Rashi learns. So Rashi learns that the other kasha, there's nothing about how can you make an air with something not fit to eat. So Rashi is fit to eat, because you can be matan neda on the nezilas, and you can be matan neda on the tum. However, the kasha is, it's also b'hanoe. Also b'hanoe, so right now you're having hanoe from it. The fact you can be matan neda, but right now you're having hanoe from it. See, matan neda wouldn't make you free if you ate it. Also to eat. Only say it's fit to eat. If you would eat it, you have an aveira. It's fit to eat, however, because you can be matan neda. But having anoia, not that it's fit to have anoia, you are having anoia right now by making it able to it. So how is it good to have anoia from something that the Torah says, lo soichlu, that's on tumi, you're having actually anoia, and the word lo soichlu means is anoia, say that. Now the word kashi is not on Chizkiya, but Chizkiya says only when it says ye ochel, lo ye ochel, it means hanoi. Here it says yurchal, kashi only on Rabbi Abohu. Why is it mutal to have hanoi from the tumen? By making an erev, it says you shouldn't eat, and any language eating means hanoi too. The other kashi is not asked by the Gemara, it doesn't belong here, so don't be confused. Omar Apophe Shani Hosam. It's different by Tumah. The Omar called Tumaschem. It calls it your Tumah. Shelochemte. It should be yours to use. So although Tumah is also to eat, it's Mutah Behanoen. Therefore, if a Yisrael would sit, let's say, on a pile of Tumah, because you can't destroy the tumah, but I'd give it to a Kohen. When you sat on the pile of tumah, you're not having an aveira of sitting on something is also banoi. But the Torah says it's mutar to have banoi from tumah. So you can make an air of tumah with tumah, because it's mutar to have banoi. And Chizkiya, the question, why does he need a pasuk tumaschem to make it mutar to have banoi? He holds that it doesn't say lo yochel. Since it doesn't say ye ochel, it does not mean isa hanoi anyhow. So he says, tumaschem the chol Yisrael tumah. It's a way of the Torah saying, you're tumah, talking to all Yisrael. It doesn't mean tumaschem to make it mutah b'hanoi. It's mutah b'hanoi anyhow, because it doesn't say ye ochel. But tumaschem means he's talking to Yisrael, you're tumah, that's all. It doesn't mean he come to tell us anything about het hanoi, say that. That Rashi had asked, since it's osur be'achila, according to everybody, how can you make an air with something that's not mutar be'achila? So Rashi answers, since it's potentially mutar be'achila, he has a right to be matan neda, both on tumah and on nezirus, so the potential heter be'achila is also called heter achila. Now look at the second case, down from the top, the organ. Second case down from the top, the organ. More than those of Pere Rakel Moore may forish time remorse, there's a different reason. Even though it's not fit for this man, the wine is not fit for an Oza, and the tube is not fit for the soil, Chozil Hai is fit for somebody else. As long as it's fit for somebody for a Suda, then it's considered fit to make an Erev, even though this man can't eat it. That's what the Moore says. So don't need Rashi's Teretz. So as long as the tomb is moot, at least to a Kayan, so Yisrael can be put it down and is considered an Eir tomb. As long as the wine is mooted for a nausea, so it's mooted for Yisrael, not a nausea, so a nausea can also put it down. That's what takes a sense. Now Teisa says, Yimoyah's kasha was, how can you make an Eir with these things, with tumah, it should be also b'hanoe. So Tesis says, the kash is only according to one mandoma, below poriach hocha. He's not asking here, Alibe the mandam, according to one that says, Ein me'ovim, el advar mitzvah. Some hold, an elef tchumim, to permit you to go far away from your town, that means elef tchumim, is only mutter to make for a mitzvah, like you want to go here, a shia someplace, or some other mitzvah. But if not for a mitzvah, it's awesome. Now, according to one that says, Ein me'ovim, el advar mitzvah, there's no kashin argument. Why? Because mitzvahs lav lahanos nitzvah. Mitzvahs are not called hanoi. Hanoi is if you would sell it or use it. But you're not doing anything. You're just using it for a mitzvah. So eimei ov eladam mitzvah. The whole kasha is no kasha. But you can answer mitzvahs are not called hanoi. It means spiritual pleasure. The fact you get olam habo schar mitzvah, that's not called hanoi. And therefore, with many kasha. But according to one that says, you can make an eilet even for Dvar HaRashus. You want to go someplace and eat together with your friend, we'll serve you a good meal. That's just gashmias. That's a real hanoya. So how can you use tumah to just have hanoya? To make an eilet of tumah just for hanoya? If it's also for hanoya, that's more as kash. Say it, taste with you. Rashi had asked, independent of the Morris question, since everybody agrees that Nozer cannot eat grapes or wine, everybody agrees that Israel cannot eat Tumim. If he can't eat it, how can it be an Erev Tumim? Because Erev Tumim is because he has a Suda over there. But the Suda is not fit to eat it, not a Suda. So Rashi answers because it's fit, potentially, it could be Matameda. And Tezis says because if it's fit for anybody, even not for him, it's also called a Suda. Talk over there to it. Shotim, Rashi and Tezis. According to Tesis, even though it couldn't be Matan Neda, even though it was impossible for him ever to eat it, let's say he made a Neda, that this piece of food is forever ushered to him in Aldas Rabim, and then they wouldn't have any Hatorah. Still, Tesis says, it's fit for other people to eat. According to Rashi, it wouldn't be mutter to make, because he couldn't be Matan Neda. Talk about the difference. Line down from the top. 12 shura down from the top in the Gemara. Pray the Gemara Baharei Nozir. The Rachmon Omar, the Torah says, Mechal Tzanim Azag Lo Yechal. He can't eat anything of the vine, of the grapevine. And according to Rabbi Abahu, that means he shouldn't have anoia. And now we learn the all thing that Nozir Behaim, you can make him Eret Chumim with wine. She's having Hanoya. The Eret Chumim is Hanoya. And the same kasha, he asked just now on Chumim. He's asking now on wine. Omer Mal Zutra is Shani Hossa. It's different there. The Omer Kod, the Pasuk says Nizro. Nizro means it's his. In a certain sense, it belongs to him. Even though he can't eat the wine, drink the wine, but he can have benefit from the wine. Let's say, suppose he wanted to take a bath in wine, we would have. Shaloyeh belongs to him. So therefore, even according to Rabbi Abahu, who says, Lo Yechal means Isa Hanoyeh, but here the Torah makes an exception, and it says it's Mutter B'Hanoyeh. That's why he can make an heir. Rav Ashi writes a different passage. Kodesh Yihyeh Gad El Peh Sarish. Rav Ashi said, only thing that's also by Hanoyah about the Nozer is his hair. A Nozer has to let his hair grow. His hair is Kodesh. What does he do? At the end of his Naziris, he cuts off his hair and he burns it underneath the pot in which he boils the ale Nozer. Now, that's the only thing that's also by Hanoyah. That's what the Torah is pointing out. So it means to tell you, everything else can connected with the nose is mutter b'hanoya. So grapes and wine is mutter b'hanoya. The yidula is kodesh. Only the growth of his hair is kodesh. That's what Rav Ashi wants to learn. He didn't like the drosh of Nizra, it's not enough. So he used this drosh that gadol pera sarish, only the growth of his hair is kodesh. Pray the Gemara. Me did the same thing about ein dover achak. Where is ein dover achak? It tells you that his hair is Kodesh. Maybe his hair is Eric. In addition to the Isa Hanoya of the grapevine, also his hair is also Hanoya. Who said the hair alone? Elo, the Gemara says, Machvaf, you have to go back to the clearest Teres, the previous Teres. Machvaf to the clearest Teres, Ki the Malzut was said, Nizroi. Nizroi means that in a certain sense is his. Or it's us of him to drink and eat the grapes, but then, what did they have Hanoya say that? Shchodosh means any grain that took root before the 16th day of Nisan. So it's also before the 16th day of Nisan to use that. After the 16th day of Nisan, then all the new grain becomes mutter to use. But before the 16th day of Nisan, all the grain is called chodosh, and it's osa. Whether you reaped it or didn't reap it, it's all osa to eat. The Rachmon Yomater says, well, lechem, bread, the koli, or parched grain, means roasted grain, the caramel, and that's raw, fresh grain, lo, certainly you shouldn't eat, ad etzem ayemese, so it's osa to eat chodosh. So the circle, and according to Rabbi Abahu, that should include Yisra Hanoya too. Any language of Lo Sokol means Yisra Hanoya too. But now we learn that it's Mutzah Behanoya Koitzel Veshachas. You can reap when it's in the grass stage. Before the grain becomes in the stage when it has in it the seeds of the grain, while it's still young, like a grass, you can reap it. So we see that it's mutar b'hanoy because you're reaping it. U'machil b'hemet. There ain't milkashi, the second part. U'machil b'hemet. And it's mutar to feed b'hemet. Now Keitze might say, doesn't mean hanoy, you can reap it. But here it tells you can even feed it to b'hemet. Now to feed to b'hemet is something that's called hanoy. And it's chodesh. So according to Rav Abu, it should be also to feed the behemoth. Now we have to explain something here. If it would be talking about feeding the behemoth while it's still in the shachas stage, in the grass stage, I can say, since it's not called yet tvuah, before it develops one third of its growth, not called tvuah, it's only grass. So maybe grass, we can say the Torah didn't say it's also a chodesh. So what's a kasha? Of feeding to behemoth? Well, the answer is this. These are two separate din. First, he tells us a din, you can reap it when it's in the grass stage. Although, this Tana holds, you cannot reap before the Ema. Not only you can't eat it before the Ema, you even can't reap it before the Ema. But he tells us a chiddush, if it's in the grass stage, you can reap it even before the Ema. That's one chiddush. Finished. That's not our question. It's not our subject. You can reap it, all this also to reap before the Ema, but it's in the grass stage, it's not really grain yet. The second stage, umachl, and real grain, even though the grain is ripe, or you can't reap it, but you can pluck it. Pluck it like a shinoi. You can pluck it before the Ema. But it says also you can feed it to a behemoth. Now feeding to a behemoth means you're having hanoi from chodosh. Even though you plucked it, you didn't reap it. Still it's chodosh. So why is it mutter to give it to behemoth chodosh is also b'hanoy? That's the kash on Rabbi Abo, say that on the side. But now we learn, keitzol shachas, you can reap if it's in the grass stage, all this also to reap before the ema. But since it's in the grass stage, it's not really tvua yet. That's right, mutter. U'machil behemoth, although you cannot reap ripe grain, but you can pluck it. And you can pluck the ripe grain before the Ema and feed it to behemoth. So you're having hanoya from chodosh. And according to Rabbi Abahu, should be also the hanoya. Omar Rav Shemaya, he answers, Shani also is different in the case of chodosh. The Omar called the pasuk says, Kitsir Chem. It's your kotsir. Which means, even though you can't eat it before the Ema, it's still yours. Shalok silchem, shalok hem yehe, it should be yours to have anoya. So this is different, even though it says you shouldn't eat, which would ordinarily include isa anoya too, but here the Torah permits you to eat because it's silchem. Eidach and Chizkiah, to question him, why do you need Kisircha? He holds any other does not mean Isra Hanoyah, but doesn't say Lo Ye or Chayel. So he answers, Kisircha the whole Israel Mashu. He's talking to the whole Jewish nation. That's why it's Kisircha. Not because he means to tell it Heta Hanoyah. It's Wutab Hanoyah anyhow, but doesn't say Lo Ye Ophel. Say that. Now, Tesis is confronted with a problem because Kaiser le Shachas, when you say you can reap when it's in the grass stage, that's for behemoths to eat. People don't eat in the grass stage, so therefore, maybe when it says Omahu behemoth, it's just a continuation of the beginning. You reap while it's Shachas. And you feed it to a behemoth. Now that's the case. There's no kasha at all out of Abahu. But since it's in the grass stage, it's not called kodesh, it's not grain at all. Again, kodesh le shachas. You can reap while it's in the grass stage. What will you do with it? It's not fit to eat, only for behemoths. Then when it concludes, your mahu behemoth, it seems it's just a continuation. You're feeding to behemoths what's in the grass stage. That's the case. No kashan rababohu. When it's a grass stage, it's not chodesh. It's not called tvur hadosha. It's just grass. So what's a kashan? But Tesis tells us no. It's two separate dinim. Kaitzer leshachas is one din, even though it's for a behemoth. Or mach behemoth is something else. You can pluck with your hand the grain in order to ready. You can pluck with your hand ripe grain. And the Reish is talking when it's in the grass stage, case of the shahas. Or Machal Ema is talking about plucking with your hand ripe grain, or you can't reap the ripe grain. Also to reap ripe grain before the Ema, but you can pluck it with your hand and feed it with the Ema. Oh, ripe grain, now it's a kashin of Babo. Ripe grain is a kodesh, it should be also ba'anoi, that's a kashin. So learn this inside, and we'll see exactly what Tesis is saying. Case of the shahas, Tesis. Although this part of Ketzel Shachas, Taina Davki Lebei, only reaping it for a behemoth, because it's in the grass stage. Kedemucha b'mnochas bergeshmo, b'cholmokam, still the words, U'machol behemoth, lo mashmelei, it doesn't seem to him to mean the way it goes on Ketzel Shachas. But if that would go on Ketzel Shachas, you can feed the behemoth when it's in the grass stage, im kein lo podach midas lo kasha. On Rababo, the Chodesh, she also akosu, hainu tvua gibur, that's real grain. If it was only in the grass stage, wouldn't any akashi, why it should be mutabangla? Certainly, it's not Chodesh at all. Ela the pshat is macha lebehime, hainu, afilu chitin gibur, even completed wheat, ripe wheat. The question, ripe wheat, how can you reap it before the ema? Well, you day kitav. It means by plucking it, kipir shakutis. So now this Mishnah is two separate parts. Kaitz or the shahas. You can reap when it's in the grass stage and feed it to behemoths. Because since it's not ripe grain, no easier to reap before the behemoth. Then it's a machal of behemoth, and you can take ripe grain, not by reaping, but by plucking it. And you can feed it to the behemoths. Oh, that's a kasha already. Ripe grain to feed to behemoths, you're having an oil from Chodosh. That's why he has the answer, Ksilchem, said the Tesis inside. Tesis proves that it's talking about real grain when it says Ramaho behemoth. Because it says, Oid, Tiktoni said, Oid in the safe of that Mishnah, if Shimon ever, Shimon said, Yiksa, you can reap even before the Oima, the Yerchal, and eat after the Oima. Again, Yiksa, you can reap before the Oima. He holds it no isa to reap before the Oima. Only it's also to eat before the Oima. So Yiksa, you can reap before the Oima, and eat after the Oima. So it's talking about the grain that is going to reap, to eat. Af mishevi shlish, even after the broader shlish, even after it developed, even after it's ripe. Even after it's ripe, Rabbi Shimon says, it's mutel, to reap it, because you're going to eat it later. So you see, it's talking about ripe grain. So he says, Amachlek is as follows. Tanakhava says, ripe grain, you cannot be kosher. You can only pluck it for the purpose of giving your behemoth. But for your own food, You have to wait till after the Omer, and you'll make Kisira. But before the Omer, it's also Likzer, and even to block, it's only Mutter for your behemoth. But he's talking about right brain. Oh, this Rabbi Shimon comes to say, no, it's Mutter to even reap it, and even you won't intend to eat it, because you won't eat it, and I'll eat it after the Omer. So we see it's a machlek, it's about ripe grain. Only the Tanakhama says ripe grain, although it's not muta to reap it, but it's muta to pluck it for your behemoth. Rabbi Shimon says ripe grain you can even reap now and eat later. So Tzai says, therefore, umachol behemoth, not talking about shachas. Okay, so the shachas is a separate halacha. Umachol behemoth means it can pluck ripe grain to feed his behemoth. That's the case. If it's ripe grains, it's real chodesh. That's why I say kash and rabbi abo. Say that inside. In the middle of the army, v'arei shotzim. V'arei shotzim. Rachmon amar sheketz hu. It's an abomination. Lo ye ochel. You shouldn't eat it. Now even Rabbi Chizkiah, even Chizkiah holds. Lo ye ochel means isa hanoyah. So the kasha on Chizkiah and on Rabbi Abba. But now we learn, those who trap animals or birds or fish, it happened to them that unclean species came into their trap. Let's say he had a trap set to catch a deer. And he found, in his trap, he found a boar, a wild boar, which is also. So he let it go? No. It's muta for him to use it. He can't eat it, but he can use it. He can sell it, or he can kill it and feed it to the dogs. Or if he's throwing a net in the sea to catch herring, and he brought up eels, other things that are tame, or sturgeon. It's mutter to have hanoi. Since he didn't go for that purpose, he went to find Dvorim to hurt him, and his net brought up by accident Dvorim to may him, it's mutter. The chatchila is also for a person to go hunting for things that are tame, or fishing for things that are tame. You can't do business with things that are forbidden. You can't go, let's say, buy trefa food to sell to other people. You can't do that. If it happened, let's say, that shikim became treif, by accident you can sell it to a guy. But to deal with treif and shikim is awesome. It's also, let's say, to kill chickens in order to sell them to a guy. That's awesome. If you're in a chicken business, you slaughter chickens for the kosher market, and some of them become treif, you can sell them to a guy. Now that's a special reason. We'll soon see about that more. But if it happened that they came into your trap, it's mutter to sell them. So you see, it's mutter b'hanoi. Well, it's also to do business with them, but it's mutter b'hanoi. Otherwise, why, if they came into your trap, why could you sell them? Should you throw them back into the sea? So you see, it's mutter b'hanoi. Mutore lo mechlo lo nochi, it's mutter to sell them to Goyim. So the question is, why it says lo ye'ohel? So both according to Chizkiah and to Rabbo, it should be also Bahanoi. So why, if it happened to come into your trap, eels and sturgeon, why is it mutter to sell them to Goyim? It should be also Bahanoi, say that. Well, Shan Yosem is different there. Don't I call Lochem? It says Shekesu. It says Lochem anyhow, that's possible. So Lochem means Shelochem. It should be your property. It's mutter Bahanoi. If we have a posuk, it says mutter b'hanoi. If so, afila chatchila. Why can't you chatchila go hunting, let's say oyster trawling or hunting for rabbits or dvorim tmeim? Why only shen yizdam to happen by accident? Why can't you chatchila go and buy them, let's say, in order to sell them and do business with them? If lachem, you didn't have shelachem, so I would say it's osa. At least in the business. Now you have Shalachem, which is Matzah Bahanoe, so it looks like a blanket heads up. So why can't Shalachatchila do business with them or go hunting for them? And to my Shalachem is different, Yom HaKlet says, Yehiyu. The Torah says, Yihiyu. It comes to emphasize, to say, Behava Yosin, you has to remain in a certain sense, has to remain also to you. Now, since the Pasuk says it's also, Yihiyu, and the Pasuk says, Lachem is Mutar, so we say like this. It's Mutar if there's Daman, if it happened to you. But it's also to go looking for it, to do business with it. So therefore, to go buy safer things in order to do business with it, it's also. But if it, that's because of Yihiyu. If it happened that something became taif, or even if a guy owed you money, and he didn't have any cash, and he paid you with safer things, you can accept it from him to, in lieu of your money, because it's like this dam, it happened. But the Chatzilah, it's also. So Shalachem comes to say it's mutter to have hanoya from it, and Yihiyu comes to say it's also to do business with it, say that. Well, the Chizkiyah who holds Ye Ochel is a special emphasis to say it's also behind the Lo Moli Elimitha, Lo Yochel. Why does it have to write Lo Ye Ochel by Shekets? And then bring the word Lachem, the Mishnah says Mutter behind the Lohan. Lo Lirtel Rachman, Lo Yochel. Let the Torah not write Lo Ye Ochel. Just Lo Yochel. Lo Boy, it wouldn't need Lachem. According to Rabbi Boy, it's no cash in. Rabbi Boy holds Lo Ye Ochel and Lo Yochel are exactly the same. You have to write Lo Yochel, you shouldn't eat them. You need a person who says, Oshet each kotsim. Therefore, you have to have Lo Ye Ochel or Lo Yochel make the difference. But according to Chizkiah, who says, Lo Ye Ochel comes to add, Isa Hanoe, why do you have to have Lo Ye Ochel? And then you have to have Lochem to negate the impression that Lo Yochel created. That's also Banoe. The same thing as Mutter Banoe. Let the Torah write Lo Yochel or Lo Soichel, which would not mean Isa Hanoe, and I wouldn't need Lochem to be martyr. Again, according to Rabbi Bohu, we need a person who says also to eat. Otherwise, how long is also to eat? But according to Chizkiah, and watching a person that's also to eat, I might think it's Isa Hanoe too. Yeah, they have Lochem. But according to Chizkiah, that Lo Yochlu would not mean Isa Hanoe. So why write Lo Ye Ochel? Then write Lo Yochlu, and you would not need Lochem. That's more his kasha. All my Loch is Chizkiah will answer you. Time may be my reason why I say Lo Ye Ochel means Isa Hanoe. May Hocher from here I learn it. I mean, this is why the Torah wrote Lo Ye Ochel here, and it writes Lochem is Mutter Bahanoe. To tell him not to Lochem, Lo Yochel means Isa Hanoe. And the Torah is telling this as a model for everywhere else. That's the answer. The reason the Torah writes Lo Ye Ochel here, and has to tell you Lochem means Mutter Bahanoe, to say him not to Lochem, Lo Yochel everywhere else means Isa Hanoe. Say that. Jesus, Omar Kor. Yihiyu, Baba Yosef, Yehei, Tesis. And the Torah says, Yihiyu, Tesis insists that even though it's Mutar Ba'anoah, it's also to the Chathila to do it for business. Only that it happened by accident. But Tesis, in Temev, so, in Cain, Susim, Acham, Merim, Hechazam, how can we sell horses and donkeys? We sell, Jews do business selling horses and donkeys. It's also to have an lawyer. You can't eat horses and donkeys. Yeshlema. His answer to be me did the achile myri dafke. Torah is talking only about things that are for eating. But if it is used as beasts of burden to ride on them, then the Torah didn't also. So therefore, to buy rabbits in order to slaughter them and sell them to goyim for Thanksgiving, like the boy goyim buy rabbits, it's awesome. But to buy rabbits and sell them in a pet shop, it's mutar. So that's where we're stopping now. Okay,